Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. A federal court throws the rule book at Obama's intentionally deceptive DOJ in a scorching smackdown.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
And a stinging rebuke for the Justice Department, a federal judge ordering ethics classes for DOJ lawyers and other sanctions for those who argued the case involving President Obama's immigration executive actions. Judge Andrew Hanen claiming the lawyers were, quote, intentionally deceptive when arguing the case before him and barring them from appearing in his courtroom.
But to say you have to go back to school and you have to take ethics courses, and to say it in a whimsical tone, in an opinion in which he cited dialogue from motion pictures, makes you wonder how serious he is about it.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows Donald Trump ahead 46-44 against Clinton. On the flip side, though, there's a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll that shows the opposite. Clinton with a lead 46-43% against Trump, both within the margin of error.
Bernie Sanders said she's not qualified to be president, and he meant it. And he said it because, frankly, with her decisions, you look at Libya, you look at the offshoots of Libya, Benghazi, et cetera, so many different things. We could go on for days.
You made an electability case 7 days before the final day of the primary season to superdelegates back in 2008. You wanted them to listen to your argument 8 years ago. Why shouldn't superdelegates listen to the Bernie Sanders argument and say, you know what, maybe he is more electable?
Well, first of all, people have voted for me overwhelmingly in the Democratic primary process, and that is absolutely clear and very different from where we were in 2008.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We talked about this a bit on Friday. Last week, a federal court judge issued one of the most scorching smackdowns of the Obama administration's Department of Justice that we've ever seen at the ACLJ during the president's 8 years in office. As we come to the end of those 8 years, the Department of Justice getting more than rebuked, but ordered the attorneys involved in the cases that are involving the executive orders to actually attend ethics classes, 3 hours ethics classes for the next 3 years because of how bad they were in federal court, quote, called intentionally deceptive. And so we will get into that. How were they deceptive? What were they deceptive about? What was it they were deceptive about? The actual plan. It's now before the U.S. Supreme Court. It was found unconstitutional by the federal district court, by the circuit court. We're waiting for the Supreme Court. This was the deferred action for the parents of Americans, DAPA. Remember that executive action that expanded the deferred action for childhood arrivals? This is that. And the DOJ attorneys told the judge, oh, it wasn't actually going into force. Well, 100,000 people were processed while those attorneys that the DOJ said were totally informed about what was going on lied to the judge in federal court, misrepresented the facts, and they knowingly did that. The DOJ argument was, well, they must have forgotten or a lapse in their memory when they were before this judge. But what we're seeing, Than, is a direct smackdown of the DOJ and how they have operated. This isn't the first time. They've received a similar kind of smackdown in how they've handled the IRS cases as well.
Yeah, the judge called this, Jordan's, intentional, serious, and material. You talked about just how material it was. We're talking about 100,000 applications that were processed after these attorneys repeatedly told the court that those were, in fact, not being approved. Jordan, the question that I'm asking today is who up the chain of command at the Department of Justice knew about this? It is not believable that these attorneys made it up on their own and that people all the way up to the Attorney General, Eric Holder, did not know about this. There's more to come on this one, Jordan.
And we want Congress to get involved here. We are asking for Congress to hold this corrupt, unethical Obama DOJ accountable. Join this petition. We are working with members of Congress now to build on what this judge has said, made it very clear in his ruling. You can join that petition online at aclj.org. We encourage you to get active about this. Logan, we're broadcasting on Facebook and Periscope as well.
That's right. You can find us in a lot of different ways. Facebook.com/JaySekulow. Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow. Or aclj.org, you can find a television-style broadcast. And we're all those mediums and also the ACLJ app on Apple TV, iPhones, and on Roku.
The Obama administration is corrupt and unethical. It has deceived the American people, misled Congress, and now making multiple misrepresentations in federal court. One federal court just held that the Obama administration was, quote, intentionally deceptive, unethical, and acting surreptitiously. It violated a court order against an unconstitutional executive action. Then it, quote, misled the court. The bottom line, all of this is shocking and reprehensible. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're taking action. We're fighting to hold the Obama administration accountable in court, demanding real justice. We're urging oversight from Congress. And we're sending legal letters to the Obama administration. Sign on to our new petition right now. You can be a part of this. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls. We've got lines open for you. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. We have a new petition up. Hold the corrupt, unethical Obama administration accountable. And you may be thinking, well, we know that they're corrupt and unethical. What can we do about it? Well, a federal court judge has taken pretty unprecedented steps to lay out just how bad the corruption, the misconduct is at the Department of Justice. He quoted some movies in it, but he said, quote, the government lawyers are intentionally deceptive and they will now need to be forced to take ethics classes. I will get into more of this as we continue the broadcast. This involves one of the executive action cases now before the U.S. Supreme Court. But ultimately, Than, this is about putting the DOJ and their attorneys in place. I mean, he quotes a line from Bridge of Spies where what makes us American is we're bound by the rule of law and the Constitution.
That's right. And people need to remember what was at stake here. I mean, these DOJ attorneys, Jordan, promised this court that they were not going to move forward, that the administration would not move forward on this executive action until the court ruled. And they made those statements, Jordan, repeatedly. They made it before the court ruled. They made it after the court ruled. In fact, after the injunction came down, after the court told the administration that they could not move forward, the attorneys again came before the court and assured the court that they were not moving forward when, in fact, they knew that the administration had moved forward with 100,000 of these applications. So the judge is very clear in this order. He doesn't say these attorneys might have lied to me or they might have made a serious mistake. He said they did lie to me and the breach was intentional, it was serious, and it was material to the tune of 100,000. Jordan, I think we are going to see some of these state bar associations take this order and actually move to disbar some of these attorneys. I think that's just how serious this is.
I mean, this is a direct quote from the judge's order. It is hard to imagine a more serious, more calculated plan of an unethical conduct. Just think about that. Hard to imagine a more serious, more calculated plan of unethical conduct. This is coming from a federal court judge who, again, has seen a lot. You know, these judges see a lot to take this, to go to these great lengths, and then also to require any of the DOJ attorneys involved in the 26-state case, so any of the states across the country, to take ethics classes. We have not yet seen a response from the Department of Justice. We do know that the DOJ admitted that these attorneys were wrong in their assertions, that they were informed of, in fact, what the truth was, and so they knew that the program they said was not going into place actually had already gone into place, and 100,000 plus people had been processed through it. We're talking about one of those executive actions from President Obama, DAPA, the Deferred Action for the Parents of Americans. We want to take your phone calls on it, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. There's a lot of political news, obviously, as well. The Democrat race, there's a state, Washington state this week, and then next week, a huge amount of states you've got. I mean, there's Republican race, Washington state this week. And then June 7th, obviously, the final day of the race. And it will determine, I think, one, Donald Trump will go over that 1237 number. And then two, this kind of messiness that's continued in the Democrat race, will that be over or not? How will Bernie Sanders and his supporters and delegates handle, depending on how well they do in the final day? Can you imagine that? The final day of the primary season in just a couple of weeks on June 7th. We're going to take phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk politics as well, some new polls we played in the opening of the broadcast show a very tight race when we talk about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Specifically, you've got basically a tie nationwide, and those polls are always, not the best, but it does show you momentum heading into political conventions. But then secondary on the issues, what we're seeing is that on when it comes to the economy and national security, two of the top issues, the top two issues that voters are saying they will vote on in 2016, in November of 2016, Donald Trump is leading Hillary Clinton. Now, in some other issues, Clinton is leading Trump. But on the top two most important, you do have Trump in the lead. And, Than, are we starting to see a coalition of the Republicans in Washington, D.C.? I'm talking about the elected officials and their staffs and kind of the trained political advisors, but also policy advisors. Are they starting to come to the realization we hear that those third-party moves are basically done?
Yeah, there's no question that there is a coalescing behind Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. There's been a lot of attention on the fact that Speaker Ryan has not yet endorsed Donald Trump. But honestly, Jordan, every other member of the House leadership has. Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader in the Senate, has. We are definitely seeing that coalescing. And I would add a third issue to the one that you put out. I mean, the economy is always number one, and Donald Trump's numbers are well over Hillary Clinton's in that. His numbers are better on national security, too. But the third one I would add is the Supreme Court of the United States. Last week, Donald Trump put out his list of 11 nominees that might be considered for the Antonin Scalia seat. Hillary Clinton has not put out a list, and the numbers that I have seen in the last week coming out on that issue show Donald Trump with a significant advantage as well. So there's coalescing taking place in Washington, D.C., and quite frankly, I think that's why his numbers have improved so much in several of those swing states.
I think very clearly, and Logan, we can ask this to our Facebook and Periscope audience as well, and I'll ask people to call in about it. What issue is going to be most important to them? What issue are they voting on? Maybe it's a couple of issues. And has the Supreme Court risen to a level that we haven't really seen before? Usually it's important to those of you that listen to this broadcast that are very informed voters. And I consider all of you who are regular listeners very informed voters. You care about the Supreme Court. But this time around, we know there will be a vacancy. And so the next president of the United States will definitely get to make a pick, probably a couple more, but right off the bat. And so Donald Trump has already released an initial list of names. What is the most important issue issues to you as you're preparing and getting ready for the general election now as the primaries come to a close? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We've got some phone calls coming in as well. Logan, let's go to those.
All right, let's go to Lisa, who's calling in Montgomery, Texas. You're on the air. Lisa, you there?
Hello. Hi, Lisa. Oh, yes. Hello.
Go ahead.
I'm here. Yes. I'm here, and if I'm just going to repeat as I said, I am so excited, and I humbly commend the federal court. I don't have to commend the federal court. The federal court should, and we hope and pray, acts within the laws of the Constitution and of the people. I commend him for coming down on the DOJ. The DOJ is totally out of control. I commend him for, with respect to the quote-unquote executive order of Obama. Are we not aware that Obama, it has been publicized in the newspapers, that Obama does not care about the separation of powers, that his orders are his orders, and he is the king. And this is exactly what will happen with Clinton. And I am so prayerful and hopeful that we are on the right path and that Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, will be our next president, and the GOP gets right behind him, and any part of the conservative public that thinks that maybe he is not the right candidate. He is absolutely the right candidate. He may not be perfect. Clinton is far from perfect. Trump's imperfections are certainly forgivable and understandable, and he has come around. And just as I think someone else had said, you know, you're allowed to change your mind, particularly, and if you change your mind to the right path. So yeah. This is outstanding, and the attorneys are totally out of control. And
yeah, they are out of control, Lisa, and I appreciate your comments. And you know, I think that we have to focus in on this because, again, these will get kind of passing references in the news. But to focus in on what has actually happened here is a federal judge not only has rebuked the administration's attorneys, the DOJ attorneys involved in the case, an Obama's executive action, but also has required them to attend ethics training for 5 years. Each has to go to a specialized ethics training, and this could involve hundreds of attorneys at the Department of Justice. And so it's not just words by this judge. It's a federal order from a federal court. But the misconduct in the case was intentional, serious, and material. And hard to imagine a more serious, more calculated plan of unethical conduct. There were over 100,000 instances. Think about that. Over 100,000 instances of conduct contrary to counsel's representation. Such a sizable omission cannot be classified as immaterial. Let's get back to the phones, Logan. Michael's call, I think, goes directly into this on line three.
Yep, Michael in Reno, Nevada. Reno, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
We're good.
I just have a real quick question. What do you think Obama promised these guys to get them to do that? I mean, that's their career on the line.
They're towing the administration's line. That's exactly what Than was getting to, was that this is not the end of this, that they didn't do this on their own. They were informed, as the DOJ kind of threw them out and said, well, hey, we had told them what we were doing, so they were totally informed of how this program was operating. They must have just forgotten. But it was so material to the actual case. The judge had asked about it a number of times. Is this happening? Is this going forward? And they said, oh, no, judge, we'll wait for your order. So if you're asking why do this, they do this to try and maybe win some favor with the judge. So say, oh, no, we're going to wait on your order. But in fact, they knew that the government, the rest of the federal government, was already moving ahead with the program. So, folks, again, this is playing politics with the law, and that is not okay. And this judge has called it out. We can do more. The Congress needs to use their oversight power and investigate this. We've got a brand new petition to hold the DOJ accountable. Make sure we don't just say, oh, we've got a few months left this administration, because we can't allow this kind of behavior to continue. Go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition's brand new, ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The Obama administration is corrupt and unethical. It has deceived the American people, misled Congress, and now making multiple misrepresentations in federal court. One federal court just held that the Obama administration was, quote, intentionally deceptive, unethical, and acting surreptitiously. It violated a court order against an unconstitutional executive action. Then it, quote, misled the court. The bottom line, all of this is shocking and reprehensible. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're taking action. We're fighting to hold the Obama administration accountable in court, demanding real justice. We're urging oversight from Congress. And we're sending legal letters to the Obama administration. Sign on to our new petition right now. You can be a part of this. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We've got some lines open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are talking about a DOJ attorneys who have been called by a federal court judge, really called out as intentionally deceptive, and now they're being forced to take ethics classes. Now, what were they deceptive about? This goes to the executive action cases and specifically DAPA, the Deferred Actions for Parents of Americans. This is now at the U.S. Supreme Court. But it was held unlawful, this move by President Obama, at the district court level and at the circuit court level. And now it's before the U.S. Supreme Court. So a tough time for the administration so far in court. We'll see what ultimately happens when the Supreme Court issues its decision. But here, what I think is very important is that the attorneys were lying to the judge. They were telling the judge, no, this isn't actually happening. We're going to wait on your decision here, which, by the way, the decision was this is unlawful. But guess what the judge found out? Not only were the attorneys wrong about that, they were lying. They knew that, in fact, this program was already going into force, that 100,000-plus people had already been processed through the Deferred Action for Parents of Americans. This, again, executive action, no congressional backing, no law backing this move by President Obama, trying to go to the extent of executive power. And these attorneys have not just been called out, but ordered to attend ethics classes. And so, again, the misrepresentations were, as the judge says, over 100,000. Because you had over 100,000 people who were moving through this program while he was being told it was not going into effect. So we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, and your comments on Facebook and Periscope. We've got a petition about this online. Let's do something about this. Congress has an oversight power. They can also investigate these DOJ attorneys and what's going on with this unethical misconduct at the DOJ. We can get to the bottom of it. Sign that petition at aclj.org. Let's get to the comments and phones.
All right, yep, let's continue on. One just came in from Ava on Facebook. Said, if they lied to this court, how do we know they didn't lie in other courts? How can we trust what the DOJ says?
These cases got consolidated, but that is why the judge said that it involves all DOJ attorneys that were involved in all 26 states. That challenged this. So it is broader than just the attorneys involved in his courtroom, but to all DOJ attorneys involved in the case as it was consolidated. And there was also a similar move at the circuit court level involving IRS attorneys. Also, they come out of the DOJ because of the way that they acted involving the targeting of conservatives, these rebukes. But this rebuke went a step further because they're actually ordered for the next 5 years to take ethical training classes, ethics training. And so, again, that is it's broader than just the few attorneys that may have appeared before the judge.
That's right. Let's go ahead and then go to phones. A lot of people are calling in. Steve's calling from L.A. You're on the air, Steve. Line two. Steve, you there?
You say Steve?
Yes, Steve. You're on the air.
Okay. I've got two comments. Number one, my question is, did this action with the DOJ being I'm going to say stupid. I hate to say that, but is the executive order stopped or is it still going?
Well, it was ultimately stopped, and now it's before the U.S. Supreme Court. So but 100,000 plus people went through the program before that stop. So it was called unlawful by the district court, then by the circuit court. Now it's at the U.S. Supreme Court. So it was ultimately put on hold. But after 100,000 plus people were already processed through the system. Some of these attorneys, by the way, have been banned from appearing in this specific federal district court. The judge can do that. He can't disbar them, but he can stop them from appearing, especially those that are based in D.C. He has asked that the Obama administration file a list of all 100,000 people that were granted legal status in direct violation of his order in each state. And then, of course, mandating the the ethics training for these attorneys. We will get back to the phones and comments. Remember, we have a petition about it because we can do more. Congress can take action as well. You go to ACLJ.org. The petition is right on the homepage. Let's get active here, folks. I am asking you, really, let's take this seriously. It is serious. ACLJ.org. Logan, back to the phones.
Yeah, a lot of people are calling in right now about the election. So really all the calls are about the election. So let's go ahead and take some of those. Let's go to Danny in Milwaukee.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, how you doing today?
Thanks for calling.
Great. I just wanted to comment, you know, someone was calling in about, you know, whether or not, you know, about, you know, Trump before and the Supreme Court list. I actually have my own personal litmus test for presidential nominees, whether or not they're election will open the seventh circle in the Hades and release hellfire onto the world. I don't believe that Donald Trump has demonstrated even an iota of the temperament required to hold the office of the United States. Now, say what you will about Hillary Clinton and her policies, and, you know, I'm sure
Let me ask you, Danny, because, I mean, we're letting you talk and have your opinion, but where are you politically? Let's say pre-Trump, pre-Clinton, where would you usually fall on the political spectrum, right or left?
I'm an independent. I really just don't like labels. You know, I don't really think they're very helpful.
But, I mean, how do you usually vote? I mean, is it different every time, Republican, Democrat? I mean, is there one issue that you're concerned most about?
I assess the person, and I assess, you know, the specific policies they put forward and the detail they put forward, and that stuff, that doesn't really help Trump much out on that call. But I voted for Democrats and I voted for Republicans.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, listen, I get you. You're allowed to have... I think that that's one of Donald Trump's job. I wouldn't necessarily put it in the words you did, but you did eloquently. That his job is to win over folks like you in the middle who may not be as comfortable with someone who doesn't have that political experience, and especially independent voters who aren't as kind of locked into a policy positions, but more about, as you said, the person. I will say this. With releasing that Supreme Court list, Donald Trump's kind of doing what you're asking for. I'm not saying that that's enough for you, Danny, but I think it is excited a lot of people who are not so excited before. There's a faith leaders meeting with Donald Trump with about 500 people coming up soon, doing the same kind of thing, more policy, more specifics. And I think that Supreme Court list was a good start on that specific issue. And then we could I would hope to see more of that on other issues as well, more specifics. Especially because there are people concerned with the lack of political experience. We can get more calls, comments coming in. Remember, call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And even if you don't get it on your radio station, remember, we have a second half hour of the broadcast coming up. You can listen online at aclj.org or through Facebook and Periscope. And you can continue to call us at 1-800-684-3110. Let's get active on this DOJ issue as well. Now, forget that. And Congress can really help here with their oversight role. Go to aclj.org. We have a brand new petition up at aclj.org. It's very clear. Hold the corrupt, unethical Obama administration accountable. And this is something we can seize on, a new moment we can seize on. And let's say, folks, Hillary Clinton does become president. A lot of these same kind of people, the DOJ, are going to be around. So that's why you can't just say, oh, well, Obama's almost done. Let's assume the worst, in a sense, and make sure that something is done about this while we have the power to do it. So go to aclj.org and sign that petition.
That's right. And we only have about 55 seconds to left. If you don't get this broadcast on your normal radio station, some shows, some stations keep the full hour. Some just do a half hour. If you're on SiriusXM, lock it in there, 131. We're good to go. But for those that don't, and you want to get the rest of the show, we're broadcasting live right now on multiple different outlets. Facebook.com/JSeculo. Periscope, search for JSeculo. ACLJ.org, you get a television-style feed. We're Facebook and Periscope. You get a behind-the-scenes look. You talk to us during the breaks. ACLJ.org, great if you're watching on a tablet. Or if you're watching on a television, great way to see it in sort of a television-style broadcast.
Folks, hold the unethical, corrupt Obama administration accountable. Stand with us in our brand new petition at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And we've got a great blog up also explaining the judge's opinion, and you can read it at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
The Obama administration is corrupt and unethical. One federal court just held that the Obama administration was, quote, intentionally deceptive, unethical, and acting surreptitiously. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're taking action. Sign on to our new petition right now. You can be a part of this. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live, this is Jordan Sekulow. If you're just joining us, a federal court has thrown the rule book at President Obama's intentionally deceptive Department of Justice in a scorching smackdown. This smackdown came from a federal district court judge that called the DOJ lawyers, quote, intentionally deceptive, unethical, and accuses them of having clearly misled both counsel for the states and the court. So just to understand, folks, the scope of this, the judge didn't stop there. He's going to ban some of these attorneys from appearing in his courtroom. He's able to do that. He is going to order the administration. This involves the deferred action for the parents of Americans. This is another Obama executive action. It's now before the U.S. Supreme Court. The DOJ attorneys lied to the judge. They said, until your order is final, this program's not going into force. Then he found out it already had gone into action. Over 100,000 people had been processed through the system before he held it unlawful, and then a circuit court held it unlawful. Now it's at the Supreme Court, so it was ultimately put to a halt. But the DOJ attorneys lied to the federal judge here. He is now demanding that they, and requiring that they go to ethics training, a number of hundreds of DOJ attorneys that they attend that as well. But it is very serious. You have to understand the seriousness, because as the judge said, quote, it is hard to imagine a more serious, more calculated plan of unethical conduct. Than, we are asking Congress to do more, to build on this judge's order and opinion and do more, use their oversight power. We've got a petition up at aclj.org. But Congress, which was also parties in this, we represented a number of members of Congress, over 100, they can look into what's going on at the DOJ.
Well, and the reason we're calling on Congress to get involved is because of that timeline, Jordan. I mean, the administration had promised that they would not move forward on this before February 18th, 2015. This judge asked about it on December 19th, 2014, again on January 15th, 2015. And then, frankly, Jordan, again after the injunction on February 23rd, 2015, every time the administration attorneys told the court that this was not moving forward, it was, in fact, the reason Congress is so important here is twofold. Number one, they, of course, have that oversight authority that you talked about. They need to be investigating. But number two, the underlying authority, Jordan, that is at stake here, that also belongs with Congress. That was the argument that we made on behalf of them at the lower courts, on behalf of 113 members of the House and Senate. That is an Article I power that rests solely with the Congress, and yet the administration took it over in this place. Congress has to fight back as a co-equal branch of government.
Logan, we've got a lot of questions coming in through Facebook and Periscope, also on the broadcast. If people want to be part of the show, 1-800-684-3110 is the number they call. Let's get to them.
Yeah, a lot of people have called in. A lot of comments have come in. This comes in from Devorah, who said there's no consequences for bad behavior. It seems that our country no longer fears this. Evil trickles down from the bench. A lot of people are concerned with all the issues we brought up today. This is one person who was an antithesis of the caller that called in. She said, no political experience. This is from Stephen. No political experience for Donald Trump is a huge plus for me as far as I'm concerned. It simply means he's not wrapped up in the corruption. So we're seeing both sides of the coin on that. Jordan, we got a minute and a half. Do you want to take a call?
Yeah, let's hold over until the next segment of the broadcast. Folks, stay on the line. We've got two segments coming up. If you're on now, you will definitely be on the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's talk about that. We know that was a huge amount of appeal for Donald Trump, and he's about to secure the nomination the next couple of weeks officially, though he is the presumptive nominee. On the Democrat side, things are getting a little bit more interesting, but still assuming it's likely going to be Hillary Clinton because of her lead with superdelegates. We will see, though, what kind of problems could occur at their convention. Interesting that's kind of what people were expecting at the Republican convention. Now it looks like that kind of brokered and nastiness could be happening on the Democrat side, but we'll see. That's not been, nothing is final yet, and it's politics. A lot can happen. If you want to talk to us, on the show, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me leave you at this part of the broadcast with this line from the judge's opinion. Quote, this court finds that the misrepresentations by the Department of Justice detailed above, number one, were false, number two, were made in bad faith, and number three, misled both the court and the plaintiff states. That's a nice way of saying they lied, and they knowingly lied and intentionally lied in bad faith. Folks, we got to do something about this. Go and sign our petition at ACLJ.org. Congress can get to the bottom of this and take more action. Go to ACLJ.org and give us a call. We want you to be part of the show. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
The Obama administration is corrupt and unethical. It has deceived the American people, misled Congress, and now making multiple misrepresentations in federal court. One federal court just held that the Obama administration was, quote, intentionally deceptive, unethical, and acting surreptitiously. It violated a court order against an unconstitutional executive action. Then it, quote, misled the court. The bottom line, all of this is shocking and reprehensible. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're taking action. We're fighting to hold the Obama administration accountable in court, demanding real justice. We're urging oversight from Congress, and we're sending legal letters to the Obama administration. Sign on to our new petition right now. You can be a part of this. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're talking about some unethical conduct from the Obama DOJ, but this actually goes to the kind of next level because they've lied to a federal judge involving one of the executive actions on President Obama. We have a great piece up at ACLJ.org that details all of it for you, get some of the best quotes out of this opinion, came out last week. We talked about it a little bit on Friday and wanted to focus in because Congress does have a role here as some oversight to investigate. And we believe that Congress should investigate what is going on at the DOJ. Who was responsible? Because it wasn't lower level attorneys. Who was responsible for telling them to misinform and lie to a federal judge, put their careers at risk, but ultimately also try and sway the judge because saying, well, no, we're going to wait for you and your decision, when in fact over 100,000 plus people were already being processed by the federal government under this new program. We want to take your phone calls and comments on it, 1-800-684-3110. We're talking politics as well, with both races starting to wind down in the next couple of weeks, June 7th, the final primary date. Logan, let's get to the phones.
All right, yep, let's go ahead. Let's go to Charlotte, who's calling in Vegas on line one. You're on the air.
Yes.
Hi, Charlotte.
This is Charlotte.
Yeah, go ahead. You are on.
I was calling about all this rat race to the White House, and you got so many of them lying about this and about that. Donald Trump, I say if he gets in there, it's going to be like a Hitler. Everybody's going to have to go buy guns, ammunitions, and everything. He's a real estate person. His father put him in the situation that he's in now. Now, Hillary Clinton, she's been in the White House with Bill Clinton, so she needs to step down a little bit. And Barney Sanders is the one that should be the next president. He's an older man. He understands. He's been around. He's from Massachusetts. He's very well experienced. The government is hiding so many things from the people. until it's pathetic. Look how they have in the water.
Let me ask you, Charlotte, are you typically a Democrat voter, Republican voter, or an independent?
The independent.
And you, part two of this would be, because Hillary Clinton's focused on this a lot, Republicans not so much, because Bernie Sanders has not yet become like a presumptive nominee, though he certainly influenced the race, I think, pushed Hillary Clinton to the left. But one of her big criticisms is that he, in fact, is not being accurate, because he's promising people a lot of things that Congress will never approve, like free college and other kind of federal programs that will never actually come into force. What do you think about those kind of comments? I mean, as a supporter, how do you answer that? Because, again, you know, I'd say I'm more familiar with the conservative world. I do hear a lot of his promises. I'm not sure what he's thinking, how Congress would approve any of them.
Well, actually, I feel that with Bernie Sanders saying that he would free colleges and stuff, it's enough people in this world to have a free college.
I'm not saying that there's not, but the congressional makeup right now, I mean, Than, with congressional Republicans, even if there's a change, let's say one of those houses goes to the Democrats, you're not going to get approval for free college, absolutely free college. It's not going to happen.
Well, and especially if you think about the more comprehensive plan that he's putting out there, which includes a 90% tax bracket to pay some of these things. And there's just no way, Jordan. I mean, you can cherry pick a few of these goodies, so to speak, some of these giveaways that Bernie Sanders would like to promote. And, you know, maybe there's an audience in Congress. But when you package it with how you pay for it and Bernie Sanders' proposals to pay for it, that is just not getting through the Congress. And quite frankly, the Democrats could take a 40 to 50 seat majority in the Congress and those kind of proposals still would not pass.
Yeah, I mean, so folks, again, I think you have to always cut through rhetoric on both sides and really come down to, okay, it's one thing to say this is what I'd like to do. And every politician has the right to talk about their grand plan if they got everything they wanted. But part two is, if how would you actually do it, especially if you're kind of putting your campaign and running it that way? I don't think he has had a great explanation for that. I'm not saying he hasn't tried to, but as Than said, it's just not very realistic. And Hillary Clinton's pointed that out. We'll see. Again, that race continues on into the next couple of weeks when it will be kind of determined. But there are a lot of superdelegates. I know there's going to be a lot of angry Bernie Sanders voters at the end of the day.
Yeah, even some weird comments he's even made that I've heard where it's just like, well, how are you going to do this? Well, I may not be able to do it. You know, at least he's kind of weirdly being honest when he's pressed on these, saying, you know, tell us about this campaign promise. How do you see it happening? I probably can't happen. It's just a good idea. You know?
Yeah, the issue, though, is that when you're, you know, when you're talking to most voters that don't have all day to spend on these issues, you promise it at your rallies, and then in your interviews you say, well, maybe it won't happen, but we're going to try. And that's the difference, and I think that's why you could end up with a lot of upset people when this doesn't get done. And President Obama had some of that effect as well. But again, we'll see. It's a pretty complicated race on that side of the aisle.
All right, start calling now, guys. 1-800-684-3110, because the next segment is a rapid-fire round. We're happy to take your questions or comments on this topic or other topics. 1-800-684-3110. We're going to clear through some calls before then. Tim's calling in. Actually, let's put Tim back on hold. We'll get to Tim the next one. Let's go to Mark. Sorry, Mark, you've been on hold for almost a half an hour. Mark.
Hey, Mark.
In Alabama.
Howdy. I was planning to write in a more conservative candidate, but I'm now hesitantly considering voting for Trump. The Supreme Court vacancy is the critical factor for this presidential election because the effect of the justice selection, including the possible precedents they might set, can't be counteracted down ballot by the House and Senate, and it cannot be corrected by a subsequent presidential administration.
Well, and Mark, I think that you're like a lot of conservative voters right now, that you understand the significance of the Supreme Court. It's not just a hypothetical. There's going to be a vacancy and probably more than one, but right off the bat. And Donald Trump has put out a great list, and he said he's going to add more to that list. Those names are all being vetted. My dad did an interview, a couple of interviews on Fox News with Sean Hannity, talking about that list with a number of other conservative legal experts who were all very pleased with all of the names that were on that list so far. And Mark, so I think you're amongst a lot of people where that may have been really important. And one of the more politically important moves of this whole race by Donald Trump, putting out that list to consolidate conservative vote. I don't think it's any surprise that within that 24 hours, there was no more searching. And in fact, it was announced that no one would be searching for that alternative conservative candidate.
Yeah, I think you've seen that a lot. When the fact that even I think a lot of people listen to our broadcast specifically, the Supreme Court has always been an issue for a lot of you. Mm-hmm. Some people it's not, but for the people that listen to this show, I feel like it is. So I think that has brought people a little bit closer to, you know, being able to pull the trigger on voting for Donald Trump. Let's go ahead, though, and take one more call. Again, phone lines are open for our rapid fire round, 1-800-684-3110. Back to Tim in Richlands, Virginia.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Are you on the air?
Yep, you're on the air.
Okay. I'd just like for you to comment a little more on two issues, if you can. You've hit all around them, but can you be more specific? The ACLJ is sending letters to the Obama administration. What is the content and the purpose of those letters? And two, the attorneys and stuff that lied, I mean, they're, you know, barred from this judge's courtroom, and that's no big deal. They'll just go somewhere else and practice law. And also, this three-hour-a-year, if I'm correct, three-hour-a-year ethics class, I mean, by the time they get seated and have their coffee and honey buns, the 3 hours are going to be up.
The 3 hours is the whole – it's that he took some action. But what we're saying, Tim, is that Congress can take action and fully investigate who at the Department of Justice told these attorneys to represent, misrepresent, and lie to the judge. And, Than, when it goes to the letters, you can explain that as well.
Yeah, well, the letters that we're sending to the administration, Jordan, are to the Department of Justice Office of Professional Responsibility. And here's why we're doing that. The judge in this case can really only reach to the attorneys that are appearing in front of them. They are taking the brunt of the responsibility for this because they are the ones who lied to the judge, and that's who he can reach. But there is an office within the Department of Justice that is supposed to police this type of thing. It's the Office of Professional Responsibility. And we are asking that office to essentially do two things. Look at this situation and come down and, frankly, punish those who were responsible, both the attorneys and the decision makers. We are also asking Loretta Lynch to make sure that she can come back and demonstrate why this will not happen again. What procedures is she taking place or putting in place, even though she wasn't there when this happened, to make sure that it never happens again? So we're going to do something that the judge can't quite do in this case. He doesn't have the authority, but we can certainly ask that office to do it.
That's right. We're going to be taking a lot of phone calls again. Next segment is our rapid fire round. That means we're going to get through six calls in the segment at least if they call in. 1-800-684-3110. We just cleared out the lines other than Wendy. And Wendy, you'll be first up. So again, 1-800-684-3110. I'm looking at Facebook and Periscope. You guys give us a call as well. We want to hear your voice, not just see your texts. Great way to interact on the show.
All right, folks, we've got a lot to talk about. Politics, 1-800-684-3110. This final segment of the broadcast, we can explain more about this situation involving the unethical DOJ attorneys, what this federal court judge has said about that, quote, that their statements were false, were made in bad faith, misled both the courts and the plaintiff states. This involves President Obama's executive action, which is now before the Supreme Court. It was held unlawful by the district and circuit courts. We can explain also what would happen in a 4-4 situation, but those rulings would be upheld. And so those executive actions would not be able to go into place. They were ultimately put on held, but after 100,000 people, and that's what the lying involved here, 100,000 people had already gone through the program. While the DOJ attorneys were telling the judge that they were going to wait for his decision, 100,000 were processed. We'll take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You can also go to aclj.org and take action on this. A brand new petition up at aclj.org to hold the corrupt, unethical Obama administration accountable. Go to aclj.org. Get involved in this issue. We'll be right back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The Obama administration is corrupt and unethical. It has deceived the American people, misled Congress, and now making multiple misrepresentations in federal court. One federal court just held that the Obama administration was, quote, intentionally deceptive, unethical, and acting surreptitiously. It violated a court order against an unconstitutional executive action. Then it, quote, misled the court. The bottom line, all of this is shocking and reprehensible. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're taking action. We're fighting to hold the Obama administration accountable in court, demanding real justice. We're urging oversight from Congress. And we're sending legal letters to the Obama administration. Sign on to our new petition right now. You can be a part of this. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Second, I'll get to Logan and Than in just a moment, but I want to go to Than right away before we do our rapid-fire round of calls, because, Than, I want to explain to people how we're taking action on this DOJ issue and what's happened through the federal court. We've got a petition up at aclj.org. We're asking Congress to get involved in oversight, but we're also contacting the Department of Justice directly.
Yeah, multiple layers here, Jordan. I mean, the judge came after the attorneys in this case, but we want to expand it beyond that. Congress has an oversight authority here to investigate what happened, but then also to defend their underlying rights. So that's sort of the role that Congress plays. But we want to go directly to the Department of Justice Office of Professional Responsibility, because they are the ones that are supposed to be policing this type of activity. I know we had a caller earlier asking why there weren't fines or personal punishment levied here. We think the Department of Justice should be the ones to administer that. So that's what we're asking for. And then, quite frankly, down the line, Jordan, I think if you're going to get in any kind of disbar question, that's a question for the state bar associations. And if the Department of Justice were to come out and fine some of these attorneys and make an official position, that would give those state bar associations more leverage to proceed with those cases as well.
All right. All right, folks, let's get to the calls, Logan.
Yep, one line just opened up, so 1-800-684-3110. You could be the last callers of the day. Let's go ahead, though, and start this rapid-fire round with Wendy in California.
Hi. You answered one of my questions I was going to ask about disbarring, fining, suspending, but also what is going to happen with the 100,000 of these being processed? Will they be stopped? Will they be reversed? What's going to be done with that?
Some of that will have to do with the Supreme Court opinion. Ultimately, this case, the program was put to a halt, and so by the district court, then by the affirmed by the circuit court, now it's at the Supreme Court. If then, let's say this is a split, well, the lower court decisions would stand, would it in fact affect those that were already processed? I think that's what the judge is getting at here when he's asking for DOJ to produce that list of names, 100,000 names, who they are, who got processed through DAPA.
That's exactly right. He wants to reserve the right, Jordan, for these states, the 26 states involved, to know exactly who in their state was impacted by this. I mean, look at this. The wording of it says that more than 100,000 applications have already been granted or renewed for over 100,000 applications. So therefore, if there is going to be any reach back to pull those applications back, you're going to have to know exactly who they were applied to. The damage has already been done. Now the question is, if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the states, will he reach back and try to undo some of that? It would be very tricky to do so.
Yeah, obviously it's tricky to do it after the fact, but he's, as Than said, he's trying to protect the states as much as possible so that they get this information that he has now uncovered. Logan, back to the phones.
Yep, let's go move on. Let's go to LaVon calling in Oregon on line 3. And again, some lines are open, 1-800-684-3110. Come on, guys, Facebook, Periscope, give us a call. LaVon, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering if these people, I mean, they're smart attorneys. I mean, obviously for where they are, did they really believe that they could get away with this?
I think that they were probably instructed to do this, that they were told, and that's why we want Congress to investigate it, because they were probably told by people much higher up that to use this kind of language. They are officers of the court, so just because they're told to do so, they can't just say, oh, well, you know, someone told me to say this, and if they knew it was a lie. But that is what the DOJ said, that they were informed that they must have just forgotten or had a lapse in their memory while they were before the judge. Now, the reason why that doesn't seem accurate at all and why the judge took this action is because it wasn't just a passing question. It was central than to his questioning over and over again, is this going on or not? And on a number of occasions, and he lays it all out, and we've got it in our blog up at aclj.org, both in briefings and oral arguments before the judge, they've denied that it was moving forward, and the judge ultimately uncovered that 100,000 people had gone through this process.
All right.
It was repeated, Jordan, and it was even after the fact. It was after the injunction was in place. The court asked these attorneys if they had, in fact, stayed the execution of the act. The attorneys again said they were, and they did it while acting as officers of the court. That's something that both you and your dad have talked about on this broadcast many times. There's not really a more sacred duty of an attorney but to be an officer of the court, and these attorneys failed in that duty in this case.
All right, let's go move on again. You can call in and get in this rapid-fire round, 1-800-684-3110. We have 4 minutes left for the broadcast, and we want to hear your voice. 1-800-684-3110. Dan, you are on the air.
Thank you. How can the ACLJ expect the DOJ to really do anything about these corrupt lawyers because them themselves are corrupt? They're not going to turn on their own people.
Well, there's a couple things. One is, you know, we always talk about elections having consequences. Well, the next election could have consequences for these attorneys and the people at the Department of Justice, because let's say a Republican comes into office and whether you're a political appointee or a bureaucrat, if you were part of this, serious consequences at stake. So, again, the next president of the United States could do something about this. Could. I'm not saying definitely, because the other side comes in, I'm not sure that would be done. But when it comes down to lying to federal judges, you're already trying to see the DOJ try and blame these attorneys. But, Than, we don't believe that these lower-level attorneys would have gone into federal court at the district court level, lied to a judge repeatedly without being told to do so.
Well, no, because it puts their job on the line. It's just not believable that these attorneys made this up. It's not believable that they did it without the instruction and at least the knowledge of people higher up at the Department of Justice. And frankly, Jordan, nobody higher up in the Department of Justice stepped in after it took place repeatedly to set the record straight. So that makes them complicit in this act. And I would just say, to the caller's point about do we expect the Department of Justice to step in, well, that Office of Professional Responsibility is supposed to be independent. And if they do not act independently, if they do not arbitrate this neutrally, that is where you go to Congress and say it is time to pull funding from that specific office because they are no longer doing their job. That's where the oversight and the separation of powers comes in here.
Folks, we want to take more calls, 1-800-684-3110. Logan, let's get to the phones.
Yeah, and a lot of people, a lot of comments coming in as well. We got comments after this one. Let's go to James in Virginia.
Oh, my question is, I was curious whether, this is what I'm thinking. I haven't heard in the media at all, but you think there's a chance that Loretta Lynch at Justice Department will take out Hillary Clinton in all the hot water she's in because Sanders is leading in the polls over Trump, or is that a ridiculous scenario?
I think because she is more in line with, not to say she's great friends, but as a former Secretary of State in the Obama administration and someone who has promised to keep all of the administration, whether it's the executive actions, the policies, the programs, you're going to see very similar foreign policy as well. That's why it's hard to imagine the Loretta Lynch, Obama DOJ, as unethical as this judge has found them, doing anything that would possibly hurt the who is the likely Democrat nominee for president, Hillary Clinton.
All right, and I think that's going to do it. We do have a couple comments coming in. A lot of people are just asking how they can get involved. This one came in. What is a practical way an individual voter can fight political corruption like this? That comes in from Hercules the Boxer. Jordan.
Well, you know, first, obviously, make sure you're going to be voting in November and that you took an active role. Maybe you're in a state that has primaries coming up in the next couple of weeks. Get involved now. Start getting involved locally. But also remember that all of these issues come down to kind of who's in charge, the tone they set. And listen, could you have bad actors in an administration as big as these federal agencies are? Yes. But you're not seeing any action yet from the DOJ on, you know, removing people. In fact, we've never really seen that from the Obama federal departments, whether it's the DOJ or another agency. So what we have to do is make sure that the right people are holding office and they're setting the right tone for their government, like their policy or not. That's just the basics. You follow the rules, follow the Constitution. You don't lie to federal judges. Folks, We want you to get involved also at ACLJ.org, a brand new petition up to hold the corrupt, unethical Obama administration accountable. Go to ACLJ.org, sign that petition. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Obama administration is corrupt and unethical. One federal court just held that the Obama administration was, quote, intentionally deceptive, unethical, and acting surreptitiously. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're taking action. Sign on to our new petition right now. You can be a part of this. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.